Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today I can now give you guys my month 2 update on my Indonesian language learning project. In terms of what I've been up to, I've kind of shared the routine a bunch of times, learning a lot of vocabulary, getting very regular spoken sessions. I've completed the books that I had originally brought with me, and I'm not really doing much else. It's 7 days a week, up to 8 hours each day. Even though I'm in Bali, I haven't been going to parties or the beach or anything. I've been 100% dedicated to this project. And it's been a kind of a dull 2 months because of that, but that sacrifice means that the next few months are going to be much more interesting. So I am flying to Jakarta in just a few days. And I know in Jakarta, a lot of people will speak English, so I won't necessarily need to use my Indonesian while I'm there, but I'll only be there for about 5 days. And then I start my travels through the rest of Java to kick things off with. I'll actually be in Yogyakarta or Jogja for an entire month, and that's not quite visited so much by foreigners. It's still a relatively large city and it's got a lot of history there, but I know I will definitely need to use my Indonesian there. And I'll be there a whole month, so even though originally my plan was to make the studying aspect of this project just 2 months, I will still be able to keep up with my flashcards and taking language lessons. So 1 more month will give me an even bigger boost. But I can say that I have actually been successful with my original goal. If you guys remember, I wanted to be at the B1 level, and this is lower intermediate, where if I can have a conversation with a patient speaker, we can talk about a decent range of topics. And that is exactly where I am. I just recorded a video with an Indonesian friend of mine here in Bali before I leave, and I'll be uploading that to YouTube this week, so you can look out for that. And basically, she did have to adjust for my benefit. She had to speak very slowly and use more formal vocabulary rather than casual vocab, but we were able to have a very smooth conversation. So I would say people can evaluate it for themselves when they see the video, but I'm pretty confident I'm at that B1 stage. So because of that, I think another burst of a month, and who knows how far I'll get. Maybe I'll be able to dip my toes into B2, and that'll definitely help me for the remaining 3 months after I leave the next city that I'll be in for a while. So I'm very pleased with that. I have successfully reached where I want to be. That's going to completely transform my experience in Indonesia and traveling around and making friends. And it's definitely going to balance out the somewhat less interesting last 2 months that I've had. And I'm glad I made that sacrifice. I'm definitely going to appreciate the ability to communicate. And there are still going to be challenges because, like I said, anytime I can have a conversation, the person does need to adjust for my benefit. And everyone I've had those decent conversations with so far, my teacher or my friend who is very used to speaking to foreigners, they are familiar with how to really slow down and speak clearly. But I think most Indonesians are not going to be used to speaking to foreigners. So it may be a little bit more of a challenge, and we'll see how far I can get with that. I definitely have to switch my exposure to casual language, because what I've seen through books and my lessons are much more formal Indonesian. I've had that pointed out to me a few times, that I sound like I'm trying to be a newscast reader, for instance, which is fine. That's what I have available to me through the resources I've been using. But I definitely need to expand both my vocabulary and understanding how the language evolves to the more casual use. So that's going to be my main focus for this next month, and actually dipping my toes into using the language and meeting people and seeing the very different culture that I've just never had any true exposure to, and seeing if I can ease my way in and start to make friends and do all sorts of things and have new experiences. So it's going to be a very interesting 4 months traveling through Indonesia. I'm really excited because this is an important country on the world stage, and there's so many people from Indonesia. And I feel like I've cheated the country by coming three times and only ever being in Bali. Like most foreigners, we only ever get to see Bali. We don't get to see the rest of Indonesia. So I'm going to flip that script and I'm going to see what the country is truly like. But I'm very pleased with my language progress. I'm definitely going to be able to get around and do the basic things that I would hope I'd like to be able to do as a solo independent traveler. And hopefully I'll be able to push myself a little bit further so I can truly start to make friends. I will, of course, update you guys on where I'd be at the end of my time in Jogja. And probably by then, I won't want to be putting as much time into the consistent studying of the language, especially after a month of switching it up and changing things to the casual version. I'm probably going to be starting very intensive travels of just a week or so per place. And then I won't really have the time to get into studying. So that's always been the point, is I wanted to make studying its own separate part of the experience so that I have more time for the actual immersion when I'm in the country. I'm technically in the country now, but you know what I mean. So I am very pleased. I'm very happy with it. And like I said, you will be able to hear it for yourself. I'll put subtitles on the video. It was spontaneous, unscripted, me talking to my friend in Indonesian. And hopefully people who are familiar with the language agree with my assessment of where I am. And I will update you guys on how I'm doing when I'm in Indonesia itself. So just wanted to give you guys that quick where I am right now. And I'm very excited to hit the road and explore a brand new country to me and see how it goes. And I'll update you guys on things soon enough. So thanks, as always, for listening. And until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.